Jingle bells swing and jingle. Time now to check in with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Free means free. Free online banking and debit card. No minimum balance and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Hi, Jeff.
What's up?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Report from Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports, says this today. The headline, Patriots could see exodus of coaches, executives in 2019 due to concerns about the team's future. Oh, boy. This report, as Chris was mentioning a few minutes ago, many times could be the work of an agent, right? Trying to let people know they're available. A lot of names in this thing. First of all, interesting part of the report is that, according to a source, there are serious concerns within the organization about how the Patriots will function once owner Robert Kraft, 77, eventually transfers day-to-day operations fully to son Jonathan. And it is inevitable this team eventually has to rebuild and retool in a way it has avoided for the better part of two decades. That's in the report. Here's a quote from the source. This is the time to get out, and those guys know it, said one NFL executive who has ties to several members of the Patriots staff and is in regular contact with them. There will be a lot of guys in there ready to see what else is out there. It mentions Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. We've discussed that topic at length. Mentions defensive coordinator Brian Flores interviewing with the Cardinals last year. Mentions Patriots director of player personnel Nick Caserio. And also mentions other names in the story as well as it goes on. But what do you think, Jeff? You buying it?
I have a sneaking suspicion of where that might have come from. But I always think this is almost like a baseball winter meetings type of report.
It really is.
When you're like, oh, an NL West executive thinks the Red Sox are going to go after this free agent. You know, it's like, what does that really mean? I mean, yeah, there are other teams that are watching the Patriots and waiting for them to crumble. And look, Josh McDaniels, as I wrote today, is going to seriously consider interview possibilities. He's going to be interested in listening to other teams that approach him, and other teams, it sounds like, are going to step up to the plate to go after him. And one of the themes that I continue to hear is that, you know, McDaniel's name is out there because there's not really a whole heck of a lot of talent for upcoming coaches that are going to be available this offseason. So McDaniel's name is probably going to be on the top three of a lot of organizations' wish lists. And, yeah, I mean, there's, if you're within the organization, especially if you're a coach, you have to look at the roster. I mean, this is something that has been heavily discussed throughout the season. You look at the cap numbers going into next season for a lot of aging players, and you wonder, is this going to be as big of an overhaul as we've seen since 2010? And if they don't hit on the draft class like they did in 2010, you know, how long is this reconstruction of the roster going to take? So, yeah, those are all things that I think people are aware of, but, you know, is it a doomsday situation? It sounded a whole lot worse this time last year.
Yeah.
Yes,
and nothing happened.
Haven't we been down this road before?
That's what I said, yeah.
And not only that, the mass exodus, you know, which is how this is portrayed. Well, everyone's leaving. Okay, well, who? Well, Josh McDaniels. Okay, well, they're already on borrowed time with him anyway.
Yeah.
They got an extra year out of him. So that's okay. There's one. Do we know Brian Flores is going to leave?
No, I mean, but he's going to be one of those guys that until he does or unless he does is going to be a name that is thrown out there every single year because he is such a hot coaching candidate.
Sure.
He's going to be a head coach. It's just a matter of when. You know, is he ready? I don't know. Maybe
he hasn't
not.
Even officially been a coordinator yet. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It is fine.
And I think by next year, what you'll see is how it typically goes. Next year, he'll become the defensive coordinator.
If he's still here.
No doubt,
but I mean,
right.
He almost wasn't even here in the role he is now, which is de
facto. But because you were talking about a head coaching gig.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's going to get a head coaching job this offseason?
But well, I think
I'd be pretty damn surprised
I think
by
it's,
that.
But wasn't it surprising that he advanced as far as he did in the Cardinals search?
It was.
And if they're going to fire Steve Wilks, do you think that they think they hired the right guy? No. You know, so, maybe they come back and make a run at Brian Flores.
Flores is an extremely impressive human being.
I mean, if
you get a chance to spend even 5 minutes with him, you're going to be blown away. So any team, any GM or owner that meets with him, even if it's just, you know, like the Cardinals, I bet that was an exploratory type of interview. They probably just wanted to see what this guy was like. And then they got him in the room and they were like, oh, my goodness, like this guy, he's got it.
People have known about him for a while. I remember being back at the Combine in 2009 and having someone mention to me, keep an eye on this guy. for the Patriots, Brian Flores. And the person said to me at the time, he's going to be the next Mike Tomlin. And that was an offseason in which the Steelers were coming off winning the Super Bowl with Tomlin. So NFL people have known about Flores and targeted him as a head coaching candidate for a long time. Frankly, I'm surprised he's been here as long as he has been, to be honest with you. Sort of waiting his turn to get this defensive coordinator deal.
Yeah, I mean, he is the players call him the defensive coordinator. He is. It just,
oh, he
it,
is.
He doesn't
he just
have
doesn't
it on the business
the title.
Card. Yeah.
When it comes to the front office, Nick Caserio.
That would be a big loss. Nick, I think Nick would be a big loss. What you're talking about, if you lose Nick, Flores, and McDaniels, mass exodus maybe isn't the right term, but that's a significant loss of talent. I mean, that's a brain drain. And the question is, who's in the pipeline to replace those guys?
It'd be Austin Fort for Caserio. But, you know, the question I would have here is, and I think a lot of people have made this connection before, you know, Caserio and McDaniels, are they a package deal? So then you start to look at, all right, what are the GM openings that are going to be, you know, you look at the Browns, they need a coach, but Dorsey's not going anywhere.
There.
He's done an unbelievable job. The Packers, you know, I don't think they're going to make a front office change. So you look at, you know, what are the Cardinals going to do? I mean, but
well,
like.
Well, Kime could definitely be out there.
Yeah, he could. So, you know, is there a situation where.
I think Arizona's one to watch.
Definitely. I mean, what
about the Jets? McKagan and Todd Bowles.
I mean, could you? I just after Mangini.
There's no way they would do it.
Yeah.
There's no way they don't want to be. They don't want to be that guy.
They don't want to be excommunicated.
They don't want to be excommunicated.
Sam Darnold.
Especially no. Come on, the way that McDaniels has come back here, Chris. The way that he came back. The way that, you know, everything was sort of up in the air last year as he figured out whatever it is he was doing, right. There's no way they're going to the Jets. Don't count the Jets in this.
Right. You look at
Arizona's intriguing, though.
So
it certainly is.
A couple points there.
If,
you know,
if McDaniels likes, you know, the quarterback.
Right. But you look at, like, with the Jets scenario. You know, with Robert Kraft, the raise that he gave McDaniels this time last year was substantial, averaging nearly $4 million a year, which for a Patriots coordinator is, like, astronomical. The other side of that is McDaniels did that deal. He negotiated that deal himself. He has since hired a new agent to represent him, which furthers the anticipation that he is looking or will strongly consider other opportunities this offseason.
That's why you'd go hire a new agent.
Exactly.
You need to go find a new job. But I would also say this. The premise in this story is they're leaving because the team is falling apart and ownership is going to change day-to-day how they operate. Okay, I'm not going to say whether or not that would be true. I don't think that's true. But let's assume it is. Is that why they're leaving? That's not why they're leaving. They're leaving because they're getting better jobs and better opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at
– come on.
So just talking about the money situation with McDaniels, you know, spin that over to Flores and the amount of money he's making. I mean, he's probably making six figures as a Patriots de facto defensive coordinator. Even if he's not ready, let's say the Cardinals come calling again, you know, if he makes $4 to $5 million annually as the Cardinals head coach, I mean, that's a chance that you have to take – even if it doesn't work, you're talking about 10 years' salary just in 1 year.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate the time.
All right.
Bills game today. That's who the Patriots are playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, is it the Bills today? Is it the Jets today? I mean, they're.
It's sort of all one big game here.
Some
eight quarters.
Some sad sack AFC team.
It's a big eight quarters. I don't think we should be calling them a sad sack AFC team because of that defense.
Defense is very good.
They could have a tough time today in this game.
I don't know what. I've given up on trying to figure out what to expect the Patriots to do on any given Sunday.
They're back home, baby. They're back home.
Totally different team.
And they're a completely different team here, and I think we all expect we'll see that today.
Yeah.
And we can all feel better for a week about where things are going.
And look, and then, you know, the Texans will potentially show some fraudulence in Philly. And back to where it all started is the number two seed.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All
right. Thanks for being here. Jeff Howe of The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter, at Jeff P. Howe. We'll be talking to Andy Hart coming up. The QB comparison brought to you by QuickBase. Losing yardage from trying to run your team on spreadsheets? Try QuickBase out for free and get ahead. The quarterback matchup today being Josh Allen, a quarterback the Patriots have not played yet. And, Chris, that could lead to some complications, some wrinkles, something to deal with. I think the fact that he can run and use his legs and also can throw the ball a mile, just the physical tools that he brings to the game are sort of hard to contend with. I fear that he could have a day like Mitch Trubisky had in the Chicago game.
Yeah, I do too, and he's been really
good.
But
I think he's better in terms of throwing the ball.
Than Trubisky?
I think
he's completing 52% of his
passes. Let me rephrase this. he can have a better day than Trubisky did against the Patriots. Yeah, he missed throws.
Trubisky
in that game.
Missed a lot of throws. He channeled his inner Rex Grossman in that game.
He missed a ton of throws, I felt, in that game.
I was at that game live, and I can tell you he missed a ton of
Sorry,
throws.
This is not an overarching view of the quarterbacks. I think he could have a better day throwing the ball than Trubisky did in the Chicago
game. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, though, when you look at him. First of all, did you know this one? He's the first quarterback in the Super Bowl era to tally 95-plus rushing yards in three straight games. So he did that against Jacksonville, Miami, and the Jets. And against Miami and the Jets, he went over 100 yards each time on nine carries. Do you know he broke Michael Vick's record for QB rushing yards over a three-game span?
Jeez.
Michael Vick's record this guy broke.
Well,
what he's done, you're going to start calling this guy Crazy Legs Allen.
Like, Crazy Legs.
I mean, it's like unbelievable what he's been able to do running around out there.
He's got a rocket arm, though, too.
He does. He has a little bit of a Byron Leftwich windup, though. I could see Jerron Harmon or McCourty picking him off today.
That is the QB comparison brought to you by QuickBase. Andy Hart joins us next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.